The telegram was 163 years old, which I guess is a fine age to finally give up the ghost. The last telegram went out somewhere in India on Sunday, July 15th. Order number 11123/93/T2, part 4 from the government, finally put the poor thing to its rest. A rather dry, bureaucratic way to end a very colourful life. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, where incidentally the first Morse system telegram was tested in 1861. I met a lady at the telegraph office who actually was a sender and a receiver in the days before it became web-based. The Morse code, she says, would come out as a series of tore tore takka tore tore, sort of the Morse equivalent of a binary code. Mother Sirius was, of course, the most ominous of all the telegrams. Though my friend Raka Ray says even those critical messages can be deceptive. A man who worked at her parents' house once got a telegram from his wife in the village that said, "Mother critical, come home soon." But the man seemed to be unperturbed. It turned out that the couple had worked out a telegram code. If she missed their son too much, she'd send a telegram. When he got the telegram, he'd send their son back to the village, which is exactly what he did. Since both were illiterate, they only cared about the fact of the telegram, not what it actually said. Former chief economist of the Reserve Bank of India, Narendra Jadhav, in his book Untouchables, tells another story. His brother J.D. Jadhav had appeared for the civil service exams and was awaiting the results. A telegram arrived early in the morning. J.D. was out, so a young chap who was studying English was asked to read it. He sleepily read, "J.D. Jadhav has passed away." All hell broke loose until the neighbor came over and said, no, not passed away, just passed. Now the telegram itself has passed away. The telegram's revenue declined sharply year by year. In December 2007, the Central Telegraph Office in Kolkata made 260,725 rupees. In less than a year, it plummeted by half. At the telegraph office, the operator tells me, back in the day, the entire office would be abuzz. At least 1,000 to 1,500 machines would be humming, receiving and sending messages at the same time. There might have been half a dozen machines that just dealt with messages coming and going from Bombay alone. Messages would come non-stop, she says. Not just messages about births, deaths and marriages. So much so that operators who were good at their job could make good money thanks to the incentive scheme. About 5 paisa for every message they sent and 2 paisa for every message they received. She says her incentives would often double her salary. Those were the days. Now the telegram office is barely functioning. It had a last little spark of life as young Indians who'd never sent or received a telegram jostled to send the very last one. But there's no point shedding nostalgic tears about the end of the telegram. It just didn't make sense anymore for the modern world where even the local fishmonger has a cell phone and you can text endless messages. The employees of the telegraph office will all be redeployed according to the government order. But those who were there from the old Morse days will miss the telegram and all the emotions it once conveyed through the clickety-clack of tari-tari-tukka-tari-tukka. Happy ones?
Any happy returns of the day. Hoyto message ta ache.
Sad ones.
OS access mane hocche mother serious, father serious erokom thakbe.
It's just that there was no one to send out that final telegram to. Telegram serious. Come immediately. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.